Coming up on TMS, Netflix errors are really funny.
Vegas always has funny things happening in it.
The whole world is fatter than ever.
Dog poo on a flight means bad news for everyone.
Alice died over the weekend.
Aw, Angelina did really well over the weekend.
Major spoilers.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Here comes marching the kid. Let's all shout merrily. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Who do we have here?
Marching Mickey Mouse.
He's Marching Mickey Mouse, but he needs help to march. Just squeeze his hand and he steps right out.
Here comes Marching Mickey. Let's all shout merrily. M-I-C-K-E-Y.
You're a good marcher, Mickey.
Marching Mickey Mouse. New from Romper Room.
Stop it. You know I didn't have anything to do with Burger taking the long nap.
The Morning Stream.
The Morning Stream. They mostly come in the morning. Mostly.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. TMS. I like to call it for short, for Monday, June 2nd, 2014. I'm Scott. That's Brian.
That's what that stands for.
It does.
I never made that connection. So TMS. Oh, The Morning Stream. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Tickle monkeys sexually. Total meat.
Tickle me Sanchez. Sickle.
Yeah, there you go. Tickle me Santa. Yeah. That's actually Santa, a thing, sure. Isn't it?
I said Sanchez, but okay.
Sure. I said Sanchez.
Tickle me Sanchez.
A much slower seller at the Christmas holiday.
Tickle Not me quite Sanchez. The big hot item. Yeah. So that Marching Mickey thing, I could swear that in the second chorus, there's a kid going, meh, 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 meh.
You think
like,
so?
Like that is actually singing the words.
We can test it. Here, let's test it.
Back at, right. Like halfway through.
All right, we're going to skip it through here a little bit.
It's the second time they do the Here Comes Marching Mickey.
Mickey Mouse, but he needs help to march. Just squeeze his hand and he steps right out.
Here comes Marching Mickey. Let's all shout merrily.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it was like a...
This little shout merrily.
You're totally right, dude. A young Justin Timberlake. Awesome.
Yes, getting ready for a suit and tie.
That's right. All right, we're
show
back.
You a few things.
I am so glad we're back because sometimes this is all I need. You know, sometimes
yeah, right.
What I need in the morning is this, and now we have it. This is what we have. We have a show. We get to talk about stuff. Mm-hmm. We get to share our feelings, our thoughts, stupid news.
Maybe learn a little something
yeah,
in the process.
Right. a little affectionate peck on the cheek of Steven Schleicher later on the show.
Mm-hmm.
A reminder that patreon.com/TMS exists, and that's a place you can support the show monetarily so that we can continue to do what we do. Oh, quick, thing here.
Yeah,
TMS PM, it never just worked out. Schedules were crazy. We had last minute family come in town, and my weekend went to...
How do you make a last minute family?
It's real good. You just hot water for 20 minutes.
Dump the family into the thing.
Right. There's many flavors you can get, Brian. So they all showed up and it was all a big everybody getting together constantly. And that really didn't end. Actually, it's still not ending. It doesn't end till tomorrow. But as a result, that made me crazy. You're in Vegas, which is already, we already knew that was going to be a challenge. So that combined with my craziness, it just was like, oh, okay, what do we do? Just Brian had a brilliant idea. Brian goes, you know what? What if we did an extra half hour for this week's TMS PM? What if we made up for it kind of on Thursday? And I said, like, I like that idea.
We'll have a TMS PM this week that is as long as a regular TMS.
How about that? That seems like
Boom.
A good deal.
Booyah.
Yeah. As long as you don't have your dinner deal, we don't want to mess that up. I guess.
We're going to do that either Tuesday or Wednesday this week, so we are fine.
Okay. Whew.
We can go into the wee hours of the night if we want to.
Dodge that bullet. Things get a little skippy. The last week of school, the month before mm-hmm. Nerdtacular,
sure.
The summer hits. Like, it just gets sketchy. It's the way it is. But thank you guys for sticking with us and hanging around and doing all that. All right, so you went to Vegas.
I did go to Vegas.
I am very curious how things went.
It started off, I mean, basically we got to the airport. There was a little bit of a delay in the flight, which oh, there's a delayed flight, bitch. Which wasn't a big deal. We had some fun at the airport, got a couple drinks there. I mean, this is with the crazy neighbors that every time you go with them somewhere or do something with them, it is a party. It's all right, what's our location? Where is the excitement? the fun, the bar, where's the...
That's where they want to be, yeah.
Right, where's the gambling?
And your plan, as I recall, you were going to have like full-on like steak dinner at the airport or something like that.
We were going to do that. Actually, we did go to the Chop House. Once we got our $14 drinks and our appetizer, we said, let's do this. Let's enjoy our $14 drinks and our appetizer. And then we're going to go over to this other place that has a bar, a lot cheaper, and we'll get food there as well.
Yeah, $14.
$14.
Good Lord.
Yes.
I take half my family to a movie on that. That's crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No kidding.
Anyway.
And we thought, you know, what we'll do is we'll kind of snack here at the airport. Then we'll go to, once we get to Vegas, we'll actually go get something to eat there. Right. And we did end up going to the secret pizza place in the Cosmopolitan, a Frog Pants favorite.
Yes. It was good.
From the last time.
Was it
there.
Was it greasy?
It was very greasy.
Okay. It's supposed to be. It's not greasy. Not a bad thing. It's kind of supposed to be. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's so tucked away. It's such a great find. So, before we even get to
that. By the way, that was my favorite line in The Crying Game. Continue. Keep going. It's so tucked away, it's hard to find. There you go. Anyway, nice. What now? You went where?
So once we got to the airport, got our bags, we stepped outside and got into a taxi. Said, take us to the MGM and no tunnel, please.
Mm.
And the guy says, oh, the only tunnel I'll take you to is the Harry Waters tunnel right here.
Yeah, you think Brian's faking that voice.
You think I'm exaggerating. So we're listening to this guy's laugh, and I'm thinking, this is not real. This is like a fake laugh. This has to be.
Yeah.
But he is cracking himself up with everything he says, and we're in a great mood. We've had some drinks. Yeah. We're saying funny things and laughing as well. His laugh is making us laugh. Our laughter is probably making him laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
And so the whole way we're talking, and finally, as we're approaching the hotel, I said, no one is going to believe me unless I get some audio of this. So I pull out my iPhone. I said, I'm going to video record us pulling up to the MGM Grand.
Mm.
Complete, you know, pretense of, I want to record you laughing.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And Scott, you have that audio.
I think I do, actually. I'm going to play one bit here, which is a bit of a story, which I don't have the whole story to, because some of this got cut off, but I kept the most chunk of it I could, and it's about 10 seconds worth, and then I had kept something else that I will never get rid of, and here's the conversation. Here you go.
And I did negotiate one time with one woman, you know.
All right, so I don't know what the deal was there, something about a tip that he negotiated with a woman. So then I decided from now on the soundboard will have as a permanent fixture this right here. Good Lord. What is that about, man?
That is it's such a great laugh. He was the most friendly, talkative taxi driver I even remember ever having.
I've never had a cabbie like that ever. Yeah.
And if we could say, hey, we will wait an extra half an hour. You know, anytime we want to go somewhere, we'll plan ahead an extra half an hour or whatever so that we get you as our cab driver. We would have done that and just had him be our dude.
But he was great. Good tip, I assume.
Yeah, we tipped him well. Yeah. And we never saw him again. But we thought, you know, the whole rest of the trip, anytime we said something funny, we'd break into that laugh.
Meh.
And we thought for sure we'd run into somebody else who had that same cab driver. We'd go, hey, did you have that cab driver too?
This is a very exclusive experience, I'm guessing. Probably didn't run into too many other people. But we can use it anytime somebody has a bad joke, like, chin beard. Is that like your chin's got its own beard? We'll just play that every time. It's just always going to be the great end to a bad joke.
Love it.
Anyway.
Love it.
Continue on. So what else happened?
We also decided to go to Gordon Ramsay Steak, and this is one of three restaurants he's got in Vegas. He's got one at Planet Hollywood, a burger place at Planet Hollywood, a pub and grill at Caesars, and then his flagship restaurant basically is Gordon Ramsay Steakhouse, which is in Paris.
Mm.
And it is not a cheap deal.
In the casino there, right?
In the casino, the one in Paris. Yeah.
You said Paris, and I'm thinking Paris. I'm like,
I'm sorry, Paris, Las Vegas.
Got it.
PLV.
Right. Oh man. So it is expensive, right? Like I've heard
it is
this.
Expensive.
Yeah.
We did the tasting menu, the Hell's Kitchen tasting menu. And let me actually tell you what's on the Hell's Kitchen tasting menu.
And for those unfamiliar, this is Gordon Ramsay, the angry chef guy, right?
Oh, yeah, from Hell's Kitchen. Okay, this is right. The guy, Hell's Kitchen. You stupid donkey! And he's got Restaurant Impossible? Kitchen Nightmares, and there's another competition one he does, and I can't remember the name of that, but interesting character.
Yeah.
Anyway, our mousse bouche was a Scotch egg, which is a Berkshire pork sausage, red wine braised cabbage. Whoa. Our first course was a beetroot salad with beet creme fraiche, apple horseradish vinaigrette, emerald crystal lettuce, and brioche. Second course was scallop risotto with seared scallops, tomato, arugula, and parmesan. Then we had roasted beef Wellington with glazed root vegetables, potato puree, red wine demi-glaze, and finally a sticky toffee pudding for dessert.
Goodness.
And
aren't you the fancy pants?
And this was one of the best meals I've had. I'd say probably one of like the top five best meals I've had. It was just incredible.
Yeah.
There was only one point where we had to add any additional seasoning to it. The risotto could use a little extra salt, so we did that. But fantastic, fantastic meal.
How much? How much is that thing?
$145 per person.
Oh,
but along with it,
yeah,
you get a little tasting menu,
yeah,
and a photo signed by Gordon Ramsay himself, which I'm holding up to the camera right here.
I wonder what he'd say about that.
It looks like a dehydrated camel's turd.
That's what he'd say.
That's exactly what he would say.
He says a lot of things like, "Here's that donkey bit." Here you go.
So you're mixing away like a fucking donkey.
Oh, beep. Beep. Yeah, you guys hear that? We beep. We bleeped it out.
That apparently was not on Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, we bleeped that out, everybody. We bleeped it out. Nice. So,
this Hell's Kitchen menu that I have here that has the tasting menu showing what we ate and a signed photo of Gordon Ramsay himself standing in front of the fake Champs-Élysées at Paris. We have two of these. So one of these will go in a Patreon, a lucky drawn Patreon winner this month.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were doing that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I decided to spring that on a surprise.
Nice. Well done. Also, did you or did you not? I heard rumor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That you saw Penn and Teller.
We did. Yeah, big things. Huge thanks to Dodd Vickers and Brian Brushwood. Brent Brushwood, who apparently emails back and forth with Teller.
Yeah, not Penn?
Not Penn, as far as I know.
Teller can only do emails anyway. So,
only email, exactly.
Yeah, he can't talk to you on the phone, for heaven's sakes. They've got I'd heard there were connections there. So that's great. You snag some tickets.
Got us a little bit of a discount on the tickets, but most of all got us seats in like the 10th row, which when you're watching Magic, obviously you want to be as close as possible.
Sure.
And these guys are just amazing. It is a fantastic show. And it's a, obviously if you haven't seen it before, magicians and comedians, heavy, heavy dose of sarcasm, mm-hmm. and even a little bit of I wouldn't say politics, but like the first trick opens up with a a discussion of the Bill of Rights and
yeah, they tear it up or whatever.
TSA. Right, exactly.
Yeah, he's Penn is he's an outspoken guy. There's no question about that. And having them integrate that into their show is not all that shocking to me.
Right, exactly.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Amazing, amazing show. And my neighbors enjoyed it. So one of them, right before our meal at Gordon Ramsay's steak, let me just say that the thing that became legal here in Colorado recently.
Oh, donkey porn. Got it.
That thing too.
Okay. All right.
The other thing that became legal.
Oh, I know the one. A substance, you mean? Yeah.
Substance. Mm-hmm. Some of it did make it across the border with the neighbors.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. but not the leafy kind. More like the, hey, this chocolate bar is laced with.
Oh, okay. So the cooking, yeah, bit. Sure.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
So, and that's actually what it was. It was a piece of chocolate that had some in it.
Not legal in Nevada, though, right?
Not legal in Nevada, surprisingly. Yeah. You would think that if there's any place.
Yeah. You'd think that'd be it.
Right. So, one of my neighbors consumes what she describes as a fingernail size piece, like a little tiny chunk of it.
Yeah.
And is giggling and silly, and I kid you not, for the next 16 hours. 16 hours into the next day.
So by hour 16, I have an audio clip of her by hour 16. Here it is. You know, by hour 17, though?
Right, that's actually quite accurate.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah, she did throw up.
I love your neighbors, dude. Your neighbors really are. What a party, man.
She couldn't make it to the bathroom in time. And we had brought some take-home stuff back from the Gordon Ramsay restaurant. And she's like, it was the sturdiest bag I could find. And so
Wait, the $150 meal got yacked into, or what was left of it. Okay, that's the highlight of your story, man. You've been holding back.
Right back into a Gordon Ramsay bag. It was actually the meal we had the second, or the Saturday night as well as the first Friday night. But that's there were awesome. Probably traces of Gordon Ramsay's meal in the Gordon Ramsay sack.
I love this. It could be, if you're just tuning in now, what an out of context barrage of words we just spewed on the radio, because none of that made any sense, but it's awesome. Oh my gosh. And
one last thing that we saw while we were walking. So as you're walking down the strip,
Yeah. Obviously
you've got the guys handing out
the porn cards
mm-hmm. and they still have the t-shirts that say orgasm. Spelled orgasim.
Yeah, of course. And they probably don't know any better. It's not some clever marketing. They just did it wrong.
Only, right, exactly. And
here's the sound they make.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And I watched one guy take a handful of cards from a guy, and in one sweeping motion, basically this was his goal, to grab them and then just toss them all over the place up in the air.
Great. Littering, marketing by littering. Fantastic.
Exactly. Yeah. So, one homeless person or busker, I don't know, mm-hmm. Had a neat little trick that they did.
Okay. All right.
This is right past the homeless guy dressed as Bumblebee next to the homeless guy dressed as Chewbacca.
Right.
Right before you get on the Bally's walkway.
Yeah.
There's a guy holding a sign that says, kick me in the nuts, $20.
Okay.
And
you're telling us about this yesterday. I still can't believe this happened.
Yeah. And basically, we saw the sign just as he was taking it off and collecting his $20 from somebody who was about to kick his nuts. I said, stop, we got to watch this.
Yeah.
So the first thing he says, all right, one rule, no kicking like a bitch, which I have no idea what that means.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
That doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't. I would think you'd want maybe.
If he's referring to women in a misogynist way, maybe he means like high heels or something.
I have no idea.
I don't know what that means. That's the weirdest thing. But whatever. The guy's asking people to kick him in the nuts for money. Why should I have to make sense of that? You know?
Right, exactly. Why is that the part that should be the most confusing?
$20.
So the guy who pays him $20 kind of backs up a little bit. They're probably about 6 feet apart. And this guy kind of steals himself and he hunches over and he spreads his legs apart. A few deep breaths.
Yeah.
Okay. And then says, all right, guy, anytime you're ready. And the guy takes like 2 or 3 steps, swings his foot and foot right up. Now, the toe of his foot kind of went in the guy, like right in the back of the guy's bum.
Okay.
So it was really mostly like at the front of his ankle. Really was the part that made contact.
All right.
And I don't know if maybe that's the thing. You know, you don't want the toe of the shoe going into the beans, into the pillar, the pillar and boulders.
Yeah, you don't want that. The pillar and boulders.
The pillar and stones.
All right.
But in whatever case, I mean, the guy did, the receiving guy didn't leave the ground, but he went up on his toes, and it could be a timing thing too that kind of helps
maybe,
as well.
Yeah, he may have a technique.
Absorb the shock and like, yeah. You know.
Did he act like it really hurt?
He hunched over, you know, and was like wheezing a little bit, but he never seemed to like yell or lose his composure.
He's got
which
some
makes
kind
me
of
wonder if he had
something.
Exactly yeah. like a cup in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you do is you do a cup and you cover it with beanbag foam or some sort of foam so that the person's foot doesn't break. Oh yeah, there we go. I think that might actually be him.
Someone's got a photo?
Someone's got video. Yeah.
Oh, let's take a look here.
Janine.
This is it. Okay, this guy's who's doing the kicking? The young guy?
Wait, let's see if one of these guys.
Wow, that looks like a seedy night in Vegas right there, I'll tell you what. Oh yeah, there he is.
Yeah, I think it was the guy. I'm not seeing the actual video yet. It hasn't come up, but I think it's the guy with the hat.
Yeah, white shirt and hat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he is squared and apart. He's wearing really big baggy pants. I'm going to skip it ahead a little here. Okay, here we go. Okay, here he comes. Now I'm going to pause. Oh, let's pause this and let's turn it up. Here's the volume. Okay. It's the highest level I got.
One, go.
Oh, he's totally got a cup. There's no way that's not a cup. Listen to the sound in slow motion. That,
oh, yeah.
That's totally a cup.
Now, I didn't hear anything like that with this guy, but maybe he's figured out how to muffle. He's got a silencer on there, so.
Oh, wow, look at him. Man, he's made a business out of it. He's a big, thick dude. He's eating all right. Anyway, that must be the, is that the guy then? That must be the guy.
That might be the guy. Yeah, the video never came up for me, so I was going by the little preview photo, but
what an odd, see, if I had done that, I'd have gone, oh dude, I just kicked you in the cup. Like, I think if you're kicking, you're doing the kicking, you're gonna know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we have some audio of him after you were done. You walked away and you caught this on your phone. I'm gonna play it here.
One of my nuts is sticking out.
All right, sounds a lot like me. This is weird.
Sneaky,
really weird. All right,
anyway,
that's fantastic. Good trip, man. Always good stories. Yes.
The craps table could have been a little nicer to me, but other than that, it was a great time.
So you didn't come home wealthy from...
Did not come home wealthy.
All right. Well, yeah. You did come home with a lot of stories. You have a wealth of stories. And for the record here, people are going to assume this, I think. I mean, I would have assumed it. But Brian probably did not partake in the brownie, everybody.
I did not have any of that, of course.
Yeah. Because you don't seem like the kind of guy that would say, yeah, give me that brownie, fill a pot.
I can't imagine that any drug would give me the amount of high that I get, A, from watching my neighbors take and watching how they how they are for the next 24 hours.
It's a good deterrent, yeah.
Or the high that I get just from doing this show.
Right. See, this is like pot-laced.
This is my drug.
Monkey, yes. Fresh. What? I don't even know what I'm saying. Here we go. Daryl's time. Daryl's turn. Daryl's time and turn. Here is his music. We're going to call him. Here we go. It's Stump a Trek Nerd, and it's brought to you by...
The notion that there are no Chinese people in space.
Right. You ever think about that? You think about that?
I never thought about that.
I mean, in the Sandra Bullock deal, they had a space station there. Remember that deal?
That's right. But there was nobody on it.
No.
Just a cell phone.
Yeah, spoilers. That's all they had there.
That's right.
A lot of hard-to-understand stuff. They had way better...
They set up a lot of animals, don't they?
They
do. No, I guess it was the Russians that sent up the dog and the
monkey.
Yeah,
that's true. They're way more into the... Yeah, in Soviet Russia, space program sends you or something.
Darryl. In America, plenty of space for animals. In Russia, plenty of animals for space.
In space. I'll be in. You know what I want to do one of these days before I die? I really want to go to Branson, Missouri, just once, just one time.
See, Smyrna.
Just
Smyrna,
that, but all the other weird crap up and down that. Old man Vegas thing they have going there.
I want to see that too. I've never been there, and that would be a blast. That would be a great place to do a road TMS.
Oh, a road and even rogue TMS if you want to really play
rogue
the words.
Rogue TMS.
Speaking of rogues, Daryl's on the line with us. Hi, Daryl.
Hello.
How are you, man? Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah? I like how the Grand Negus is now a taxi driver.
You know, there was a little bit of Wallace Shawn in there for sure. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Oh my god.
That's
funny. We were thinking the penguin, old Burgess Meredith penguin, but you might be more on top with the Wallace Shawn Grand Negus.
Daryl is the Grand Negus of the show. He comes on, talks about Star Trek trivia, and today we are going to do just that. Daryl, I got a trivia question for you here. It is a next generation question. Are you prepared?
Maybe.
All right. That's good enough for me. In the Next Generation episode, Homeward, the Enterprise receives a distress call from the planet Boreal 2. Might be just Boreal 2. Worf's foster brother sent the distress call. What is the name of Worf's adopted brother? Is it A, Nikolai, B, Sergei, C, Ivan, or D, Vladimir? Remember, these are all Russian names.
Speaking of Russians in space.
Yeah. That's funny. We were even talking about that. I didn't mean to do that. Remember his parents were like full on Russian. They'd come on the ship and get all stereotyped and stuff. It was great. So there's your question. It's Nikolai, Sergei, Ivan, or Vladimir. While you think about it, hold on a second. There. All right.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
We have with us more Titus over taffy flavors, I guess. I mean, at some point, we're just eating taffy every day, right?
Right.
So I don't know how long this lasts, but we're gonna do it again today.
I'm picking a random color out of the bag.
I am too. I don't know what this is.
All right, this is a dark red.
Mine is a swirly brown red.
Yeah, I think I might have the same one.
Oh, yeah?
Here. Like, it's like a dark red with brown swirls, like marbling throughout it, right?
Yeah, is that it? Oh, I guess you can see it right away.
I won't see it for another couple minutes.
I don't know what this is, and I can't find it because I don't have Google eyes. I can't quickly look at this list and figure anything out.
No, I think mine is more red.
More red. Mine's a little off red. All right, well, let's give it a shot.
I've got half pink, half yellow.
Ooh, terrible.
Ooh, I think I had that one.
Look at you, man.
Last week. All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go. These are all very lovely.
Hmm.
Is it Steven who sent us these?
It is
Dennis.
Michael Haley.
Michael. I knew it was a name. Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, reading Rainbow Check, LeVar Burton's project is over $3 million now.
I'm sure. Jeez.
He's got to be excited about that. Wouldn't this be one of the... Okay, you know, everyone's just waiting for the giant Kickstarter that goes way over, and then the person just leaves town and moves to the Bahamas and is never seen from again. Wouldn't it be funny if this was that? I mean, it'd be sad, but...
Oh, my God.
The next thing you see is a selfie from LeVar Burton in some beach house somewhere in a place where we can't get to him going, so right, long, suckers.
Just say, try and find me.
Uh-huh.
Jordy out.
Jordy out. I made it go, and then that's it. Oh, that's fantastic. That was really good.
Chocolate cherry.
Mine's definitely got cherry in it, so I got a cherry one, too.
I think mine has cherry, too.
Really?
Hmm.
Cherry and something yellow, like vanilla. Cherry and vanilla, maybe.
These are all good.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of piss me off how good they are, because it makes me want to eat more and more. All right, well, there you go.
Yeah, it's really good.
Daryl, we got any birthdays today?
We do. Oh, yeah. Zachary Quinto is 37 today.
37 is all?
Sylar.
Good Lord. Did he have a beard when he was 5? Because that guy, he's got a 5 o'clock everything. All the time, that guy. His eyebrows touch and everything. You notice that?
On Zachary Quinto, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yep. I like him. He's a good Spock. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he could have been trapped in Heroes, you know, forever, and that was the only thing you'd ever see him in, and that would have been the end of it. But he really nailed the whole Spock thing to the point that now, I mean, I guess what else is he doing that I know about? Nothing. I don't know anything else Zachary Quinto's up to. I know that he played Spock. I know he did a funny parody commercial with Leonard Nimoy, and that's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
What else is he doing?
Another one recently for the, with the Russian dude.
Oh,
the Chekhov dude for,
right.
Comcast or, one of the cable companies that has a built-in DVR.
Oh, let's see. I'm just looking here. Okay, so recent stuff. The Girl Who Invented Kissing is in pre-production.
Mm.
Agent 47, he plays John Smith. I think Agent 47 is that Hitman's follow-up.
Ironic name gets points for that. He says, yes, he had a beard when he was 5. Her name was Janet.
Oh, lovely. Passage to Mars. We'll Never Have Paris. And that's it. I don't know what any of those are. Oh, he was on American Horror Story. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For a bit there. He was Dr. Oliver Thredson when he was all of 34. 35, something like that. He's a child, man. He's a man-child. All right, Daryl, good job. That's a good birthday. Way to dig that one up. May he ever be Spock in the cinematic universe.
Sure.
Let's now go back to your question, which involved the Enterprise, or the Next Generation episode Homeward. And Worf's adoptive brother, who was either Sergei, Ivan, or Vladimir. Sergei.
Well, you know what? You know what episode we just reviewed on This Week in Trek?
Let me guess. Homeworld, maybe? Or Homeward? Homeward,
yes. Okay. That would be the one.
All right.
So I captured many clips of Nikolai doing his thing.
Probably featuring his name, even.
Do you have it? Yeah. Do you don't have any to play right now? Do you? Oh, you're at work.
Oh no, I'm at work.
Yeah,
I have nothing here.
Sing one for us.
Yeah, sing us sing us a clip of Nikolai. That's great.
I am Nikolai.
Well, let's find out if you're right. It sounds like you know for sure. Is it Nikolai?
Congratulations!
Of course it is.
You're a winner.
Is it his adopted brother? Is in this episode he violates the prime directive when he saves some villagers, or as he wrote, villagers from a doomed planet. Nikolai was played by Paul Sorvino.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big Polly. Here is a clip of Worf and Nikolai arguing over the prime directive, like you do with your brother in space.
They've explained the situation to him. He must make his own decisions.
Wait. Are you saying that if Boren wants to come back in here, they'll let him?
That is right. He is not a prisoner.
But if he comes back here and tells the others what he has seen on the Enterprise, everything we have done will be for nothing.
Then you should have considered that before you beamed them on board. But you never think of the consequences of your acts.
If you mean by that that I'm willing to do something while others hesitate, that's true.
Everywhere you go, you create chaos. How many times did our parents lie awake at night wondering what kind of trouble you were in?
Oh, if only I could have been like you. Worf, the perfect son.
I was not perfect, but I was not wild and disobedient.
You know, Worf could use some conjunctions, what do you call it? Not conjunctions.
Contractions.
Contractions. He could use some contractions in his life. He never says, there's never a didn't. I did I not.
Am. You are without honor.
Yeah, you are without honor. It's like, you're without honor. Mm-hmm. He never does that. All right, well, good for him. And I like Paul Sorvino a lot. I like his daughter even more. And long live the Sorvinos. Hey, I'm telling you, man, if you ever want to see a cool movie that's pretty much overlooked, and I agree is definitely a 90s trope movie, but see the Replacement Killers. With her and Chun Yao Fat or Yun Chun Yao Fat, whatever it is. That's a great movie. Michael Rooker's in it. It's a good time. What's his name? Danny Trejo is one of the Replacement Killers. I won't give it way too much. There's a Crystal Method soundtrack. It's fantastic.
It's great stuff.
Yeah, I love it. And she's in it. All right. What's my point here now? Oh, now it's to say good job, Daryl. You did it. Way to go. We'll try again tomorrow. And see if you can't make yet another perfect week. Although last week, I think you had one wrong, right?
Or the week was it before? Last week or the week before?
Maybe in the week before. Time is a big fat blur to me right now. Honestly, May, it's as if May never existed. That's really how I feel. It's not that it was a bad month. It just went so frickin' fast.
Yeah. And whoever sent that drawing that you put on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. What do you think of that?
Wow. That made my... I think that made my month, and my month just started.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Make sure you, did you retweet that? I would hope. I hope you did.
Yeah, yeah. All I need to do it again this morning because I was late last night.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. This is funny. There's some people on Twitter who are claiming that the voice of that Cappy Brian also sounds like Wario from the Mario universe.
Oh, yeah, right.
Let's see it again. Yeah, totally. That guy's a hoot. What did he look like? Give us a visual. Older,
short,
younger,
stout. Yeah, older guy. Say
short,
probably
stout. Yeah, older. Foot wide ears. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He looked like Wario. Actually,
did he? I love Wario.
Maybe even like a little Ferengi, like a Ferengi Wario.
Oh, perfect! What a good mashup. All right, Daryl, go do your own mashup by going away. But before you do, This Week in Trek is where you can find that Star Trek show we mentioned before, where they talk about this episode, Homeward. He's also the Trek Nerd on Twitter and on the Grumpy Cast. All of these things can be found on the internet. Go check them out. Daryl, what is your little game you're going to play with us?
Well, I'm still reaching into the recycled barrel. So, Star Trek particle or actual particle?
Star Trek particle, actual particle. Here's your theme.
And a caveman.
That's all I got today.
Gluon.
Gluon.
Gluon. I think that is real. I think I've heard of it.
I think I have too. I'm trying to remember where or what context. Could have been high school. Gluon. Yeah, we're going to go with real.
And, of course, you're right.
Yes!
Yay.
I mean, it sounds silly on the surface, right? Like gluon, like glue it on.
Right.
But we knew better, Daryl. We knew better. Now I'm hanging up on him. Now I'm playing this.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news.
And it's brought to you by Pickled Horse Flesh.
You ever had a little pickled horse flesh?
Who hasn't? Duh.
So I've got a doctor friend who said, hey, I heard you got the diverticulitis. I said, well, right now it's losis. It's not flared up, but thanks for asking. about my old man disease.
So wait, there's a diverticulitis and a diverticulosis?
Yeah, diverticulosis is what you probably have. You just don't know it because 68% of men have it and they never know. But or they some don't know. But anyway, the point is that's the state where you've got the weird inverted hoo-ha going on, but it never flares up. Or when it's not when it's not inflamed, it's losis. When it's inflamed, it's itis.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's kind of like it's like anything actually. Like bursitis is when it's flared up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's burlosis if it's
bursosis.
Not. But there are other things like that. Huh, like itis always means infected, inflamed. Like I'm trying to think of another itis. Arthritis is the inflammation of.
Oh,
the,
okay.
Of
there
the,
you go. Yeah. Sure.
There's no arthrosis, I guess.
Right.
But that's the there's the distinction that you have the potential for it, and then if it flares up, you got the itis. That's the difference. Anyway, so it's not two things. It's one thing that's just a different state for each.
Sure.
Anyway, he says, now I forgot what I was telling you. What was, what was my point of that? About diet, about food, about something.
The horse, pickled horse flesh.
Oh, pickles. So he said.
I was wondering what the connection was. All right.
He says pickles are the best thing to eat. When when you're not having a problem as a good thing to just have. And I said, why? And he says, it's just really good for the flora and fauna of your gut tract. So I'm going to eat pickles now and test it and see how
it goes. Very good.
I like pickles. They're good.
We're all going to work on our gut tract.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, the gut tract. I always like the secret gut tract at the end of a record.
Yes,
you didn't know
right.
It was there.
The one you didn't know was there. Yeah.
So you wait like eight minutes and all of a sudden.
Alternate gut tract.
Yeah. It's great. Like Warfaz. He has two of them. here's your news. The whole world is fat, and it's getting fatter. That's the headline. the USA is the world's leader in obesity, by the way. We are home to 87 million of the world's 671 million obese people. These are clinically obese people, according to a new report. But obesity is a growing global problem, and the proportion is worse in certain other countries. That's a weird way to write that. USA Today breaks down a study from which this thing, I guess, was published in the medical journal Lancet and was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You might be familiar with Bill Gates.
He's like a Windows user.
He is. He likes the Windows and Microsoft Bob and Clippy.
Well, don't forget Windows ME.
And Windows ME. Oh, Windows Me. Mm-hmm. Millennium Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Poop on a stick, that was.
I hope there's going to be a Beats Audio. Apple's going to release a Beats Audio that's the Millennium Edition, the Beats Me.
The Beats Me, yeah. Beats Me. Just think of the commercials.
Credit to Brett for that joke.
And they're going to release a pair that don't work really well, and they're going to call them the Beats Off. Anyway, moving on. Oh, wait, I'm supposed to have that. I'm supposed to have this ready when I do that. Hold on.
That's right. Perfect news of that.
Let's see. What are we doing here? So you can get obesity. The whole study.
The world's getting fatter.
Yeah, we're fatter. Here's the short version of what the study says. Obesity rates are rising among men, women, and children in rich countries and in poor countries around the world. So it is the troubling trend is not so much that, it makes sense. You know, countries, Western countries, rich countries, or countries with, you know, super automated sort of food systems and sources are getting fatter. That seems obvious. The troubling trend is countries traditionally not considered quote unquote rich or, you know, well-to-do or advanced or whatever. They're also getting super fat.
Jeez.
My guess is it's because there's also a McDonald's there now. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cheap everywhere. Like cheap processed food is kind of the culprit here. I think that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. That and bad self-control, and you know, as a guy who just had a WWE style wrestling match with a bag of Doritos a week ago, I understand. I've been there. I
at
get
least
it.
You won.
I did, but I still am tempted by
still
it.
Lost.
Yeah. Still
lost.
Yeah, I lost. I won, but I lost. Really. So that's going on. Breaking news: there, people are fat.
I'm too fat.
Dog do.
Uh huh.
Dog doo doo. Forces a Philly-bound flight to make an emergency landing. That sounds great. Twitter.
This happened. This was like that lady who's in front of me that
yes
had the dog that right.
I thought of you. It's a different story, obviously, but I thought of you because I thought, wow, how much worse would it have gotten with you before they would have had to land that plane?
Well, and looking ahead, this dog sounds like it's a large dog as opposed to the little tiny dog that was, you know, yeah, pooping out little tiny crackers.
Oh, that sound you made was, yeah, gross. That was gross. Twitter was a buzz on Wednesday. Twitter was a buzz on Wednesday with pictures and complaints after a dog pooped in the middle of a Philadelphia-bound flight, forcing an emergency landing. Yes, you read right. Dog poop forced an emergency landing, according to passengers aboard the U.S. Airways flight 598 from Los Angeles to Philadelphia. They all passed out and woke up on an island. Just kidding. Didn't really happen that way. Those passengers took to Twitter. They went to Twitter to document the smelly ordeal. Passengers said the large dog went to the bathroom in the plane's aisle as many as three times, making people nearby physically ill. The second time after the dog pooped, they ran out of paper towels. They didn't have anything else. The pilot comes on the radio and says, here, I'm going to do an impression. Ready?
Hey, we have a situation in the back. we're going to have an emergency land.
Emergency land? That's interesting.
If you look out the right side of your plane, you'll see, if you look down the aisle of the plane, you'll see giant festering pounds of piles of dog crap.
Make sure you get pictures, and thank you for flying U.S. Airways. We know that you have a choice, and we appreciate it that you...
So I've left on the fasten seatbelt sign. That's because I don't want anybody walking around and stepping the giant piles of shit that are all over the place.
Or, you're now free to move about the cabin, but I wouldn't.
That's real gross out there. Anyway, so there's that. Whoa, what happened? Whoa, Skype. Skype freaked out. Hold on.
Okay,
there it is. I don't know why I'm there. So that happened. They told it. Somebody told Inside Edition this story. That's how this all got out.
Really? All right.
I just want to remind everyone that Inside Edition exists.
Somebody's first thought to sell their story was Inside Edition.
Gung, gung, gung. All right, what's their thing? They have a... When Bill O'Reilly was on it, it was like a... whatever. I thought that thing was long gone.
Like a stinger noise, like an L.A. Lost...
kind of like that. Like
Law and Order.
Law and Order-ish thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember how it went. Hmm. All right, from dog poo, we go once again to our friends at HelloFresh.com. I don't know why this keeps happening. I got to watch my story.
You know what? It's better than the whole world is getting fat and getting the whole world is fat and getting fatter. And sponsored by HelloFresh.
Actually, that's a good thing, right? Because they do healthy food.
Healthy food.
Ooh, let's go see what they got this week.
If you want to stem the tide of the world getting fatter, go to HelloFresh.
That's what I'm saying. Looking at their stuff this week, for example. Oh, it's actually they haven't changed it yet. I think they changed it on Tuesday. Look at this. The classic box has some more options in it. So you get this stuff for, it includes three meals. How many plates at the table? You can say 2 people to 4 people. Put in your zip code, 84. I'm not telling people my zip code. I guess I could have.
They can find you. As if.
And let's see if they deliver in your area. Farm fresh ingredients right to your door with chef designed meals. And you'll look like a hero to whoever you're feeding. Morning Stream for 50% off at checkout. That's 50% off for first-time customers with the code Morning Stream. Do it today. Whoops, today.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
Let's do a little celebrity poop brought to you by
Burritos Made by Men, Manritos.
Manritos. Mm. Yeah. You could tell I was a little short on the
maybe a tiny bit.
Just
sure.
A tiny bit. That's all right. It's good fun.
Yeah.
Ann B. Davis, TV's Alice from Brady Bunch, has died.
Aw.
She was 88 years old. And
this is when they would play the slow, sad version of the Brady Bunch theme. You remember how each different episode began with a different version?
Yeah. How would that go?
It was like the sad ones.
I'm looking at photos of Ann B. Davis at her older age.
Uh huh.
She looks great.
She was local. I want to say that she was a Denver resident.
Well, yeah. She is a lovely lady in her 80s. She looks like the nicest grandma. I could totally spend time with this woman.
Aw.
Look at
her. Well, not anymore, you couldn't.
Well, I can't now. Boy, look at her in her teens, though. Hubba, freaking hubba.
Really?
There's some old photos on here. Yeah, if you do an MB Davis search, for some reason, Adele is in there, but whatever. You know, sometimes this algorithm.
Mr. Brady, I've got a nice pie baking in the oven for you.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. All right, Brian, I'm going to give you something in Skype here. That shows she was still willing to have fun at her older age. Look at that.
Oh, God. All right.
That's awesome. That's a good photo.
That's her photobomb face.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Here you go, chat room. Enjoy.
My God. Why would somebody, like, stick their crappy watermarking image collect all over that thing?
Isn't that lame?
Mm-hmm.
B. Davis.
Image right. collect.
I'm going to play a little clip here. She fell. Oh, that makes me sad. She died from falling.
Oh, geez.
I don't think that's cool. Wow, there's already a billion tributes on YouTube. Here she is on The Dating Game. Check this out.
All set to demonstrate their winning ways, we have a classy trio of bachelors ready and willing to begin our second romantic round today. And here they are.
Screw those guys. I'm trying to find Ann B. Davis here. Here we go. She's coming out.
As Schulze on the Bob Cummings Show, but now the Brady Bunch is out there as their long-suffering, endearing housekeeper, Alice. Aside from television, Broadway, summer stock, feature films, her garden keeps her busy, and we're delighted to welcome to The Dating Game, Ann B. Davis.
That music.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
Herb
so great.
Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, ladies and gentlemen.
So good. Oh, man. Anyway. Ooh, Marcia Davis was on there. I could go into a rabbit hole here. I got to get out. Anyway.
Escape.
She fell in her home over the weekend, never regained consciousness. Let's see. She broke into Hollywood by playing secretary on the Bob Cummings Show, but after her life-altering role came in 69 when she started donning the blue uniform in the Brady Bunch. She almost never changed out of that uniform, except when she donned the occasional nightgown, like when the kids haunted the house to avoid a sale. Remember that?
Oh, yes. Scare the buyers away.
There was a time that Sam took her to the annual butcher's ball, and for some reason I had in my head they never showed Sam. The butcher.
They showed Sam. No,
I thought he was like Charlie in Charlie's Angels. He just kind of existed.
No, we totally saw Sam. Oh. It wasn't Jack Klugman. It was a very Jack Klugman-esque.
Oh.
I can't remember the guy's name, but yeah, we totally saw Sam the Butcher.
All right.
Well, it wasn't like Vera or Marlis Maris? Maris.
Mm. Oh, right. Wait, right? Yeah, that's right.
Maris, yeah.
She's nice. I liked her, and that's sad. Except it's a good long life and you did well. Nice job. Mm-hmm. And she seemed very nice.
Left behind a great legacy and no scandal. There was no Ann B. Davis scandal. So.
None. There was none that I'm aware of. What if there is? Now we dig it up.
No. We don't even want to uncover one.
No, we don't want that. Maleficent. Maleficent.
Maleficent.
Anyone go see Maleficent over the weekend? Well, it won the domestic box office.
A lot of people apparently saw Maleficent.
Female Ficken is my favorite of the Fickens.
If there's anybody who works at the box office of a theater and can tell us the most unusual pronunciation of Maleficent.
Oh, I wonder, dude. Like people walking up going, oh, can I get two for the 6 o'clock showing? Maleficent. Maleficent. There's got to be. Someone has stories. Yeah. Come on, call them in. Every time we say anything on the show, there's somebody. That's what always blows my mind is we can say, hey, we got any rocket engineers out there? And then suddenly we have four emails from rocket engineers. It's crazy. I love the reach. We have good reach.
We have good people listening to us.
That's right.
Who do lots of fun and interesting jobs.
That's right. Oh, by the way, a friend of mine called me over the weekend and said, dude, I said, what? He goes, I found the frame in Avengers where your Obey Henry pincher shows up in the middle of New York. I said, did you now? And he says, yeah, I finally did. And I said, good. And I hung up on him. I'm not telling anyone else how to get there. If he figured it out, ironic name, so can you. Okay, buddy? Just put your mind to it, head down, focus, and you'll find it. All right. Maleficent wins the domestic box office, becomes Angelina Jolie's Jollies. Angelina Jolly?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure.
Her best opener. Opener? Opener?
Oh, come on now.
Opener. Maleficent rules the box office on the weekend with an estimated $70 million from 3,948 theaters across North America. It trampled fellow newcomer A Million Ways to Die in the West by more than $50 million.
Wow.
Oof. Also, so critics.
Good luck, Seth.
Critics hate that thing.
Did they? Yeah.
Yeah,
looks like a... I don't know, and just from the previews, like a poor man's Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, I mean,
that poor man being Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, that very poor man, one of the richest men in Hollywood.
Rich poor man. Oh, you poor man.
I don't know what the problem here is, but look at this cast. Can I just take a second and tell you this cast?
Sure.
Charlize Theron, of course. Mm-hmm. Seth MacFarlane's in there. Amanda Seyfried, Liam Neeson. He's got a very special set of skills. Giovanni Ribisi, Neil Patrick Harris, Sarah Silverman, Christopher Hagen, Wes Studi. I love Wes Studi. Plays Cochise. Matt Clark, Evan Jones. I don't know who these people are now. I'm running out of people I know. Alex Borstein. We know her. She's
she's the voice of Peg.
Yeah, Peggy.
Peggy.
Yeah, Peggy.
Peg Bundy.
Oh, she's like our age.
Not Peg. Griffin.
Oh, Lois.
I was thinking Lois Griffin. Yeah, she's Lois. Oh, I'm thinking I'm getting Meg and
Meg Peg.
Jeez.
I like her because she was really funny on Mad TV back when that was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, there's a thing going on there. So it did really well. Let's see. So with that number, it just hovered over last week's champion, X-Men Days of Future Past, in second place still with $30 million. By the way, that movie's the most money-making X-Men of all the X-Men's, of all the five X-Men movies. That made the most money.
I don't doubt it. It's so good.
Yeah, just the speedy guy. He ruins everything. He made everything better and then ruined it all
by not being there to.
Yeah, by having me go. Oh, wait a minute. And I was having a conversation over Twitter, and people are like, "Well, why not? How come you don't get mad if Iron Man doesn't show up and save everything in Captain America, or the other way around?" Like, no. The comics don't do that either. Like, they have their own stories. You know, Batman has his own stuff. He doesn't need Superman. They're helping him all the time. But when they do crossover, it makes sense or whatever. But this is a case where you had him in it.
Mm-hmm.
You had him in the movie. So he solved everything. And the movie was over in 20 minutes. I understand the conflict, you know.
Yeah.
No, it was good, dude. That scene is amazing. It's one of my favorite scenes of all time in any comic book movie. But once you realize what he can do...
Why wouldn't you have him throughout the whole thing? No, I know what you're saying. I still say, oh, we could bring this Quicksilver guy, but he's a kid. We don't want to, you know, put him in danger. He's got to watch out for his sister, who's, you know, super young, but for some reason is going to be the Scarlet Witch at some point.
Charles, back then, Charles, you should have brought the boy with you, Charles. That's my Gandalf. Let's see. Oh, it's, by the way, her best opening ever. This is Angelina Jolie's best opening of all time. I see what you're doing.
I am so not even.
In 2008, she voiced Kung Fu Panda, which opened at $60.2 million. Her movie with partner Brad Pitt, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, took in $50.3. Partner, they got married, didn't they? Oh, they're married now. Didn't they get married? They slinked off somewhere and got married.
I thought so, yeah.
I thought they did.
Like an Italy trip or something, didn't they?
I don't know.
Maybe not. Maybe that's just like a permanent engagement kind of thing.
Who knows? Well, that's fine. I could have sworn they got married. I don't know why I thought that. All right. What are we doing here? That's it for that. Let's take a break. When we come back, major spoiler, Steven Schleicher makes his triumphant return. It's been a couple of weeks. Excited to see him back.
Yay!
See how he's doing in his new life as permanent, full-time major spoiler man.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute and some other stuff, but before that, music.
Yes. All right. So this one, let me pull up my notes here.
Okay.
One was one that we were actually going to be playing during TMSPM if that would have happened this week. It didn't happen, but that's okay. That's okay. It's all right. Mm. Things are fine. Where is it here? Sorry. Looking for TMS. There it is right there. Okay. Dear Scott and Brian, my husband Michael has been a longtime fan of TMS. During the cold Canadian winter when he has to work outside, he can easily hide his iPod and listen to you guys during work hours. You've both gotten him through some very bad days.
Hmm.
May 29th, last week, was his 26th birthday, and I wanted to request a song for him. He's a big fan of the Mobile Suit Gundam anime series, and I was hoping you could play Andrew WK's cover of Fly Gundam on or around the 29th. Many thanks, Crystal. Happy nice. To oblige. I didn't realize Andrew WK did an entire album of Gundam, Mobile Suit Gundam covers, if you can believe that. You remember Andrew WK from kind of 90s anthem rock, did the I Get Wet song.
Yeah, yeah.
Great dude with big bloody nose on the cover of his album. Anyway, this is great. This is worth checking out. The whole album is fun. It's called Gundam Rock, and here is Fly Gundam.
All right, we're going to play it now real quick here. Breaking news. Beep, 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 beep. Out of Hollywood, Ben Foster, who's in the upcoming Warcraft movie, says the following. The character in Warcraft that I play is named Medivh. He is a mage, which is essentially a sorcerer. He came up in a time of protecting an area, and then... anyway, he explains what... He tries to explain what Medivh is, and it's kind of funny and kind of hilarious. But we now have confirmation. At least one character from the Warcraft movie is going to be Medivh, which is a big deal in that lore. And it'll be played by Ben Foster. So there you go.
Cool.
310 to Yuma's Ben Foster.
Nice.
Here's your Fly Gundam. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
To my life one day as a present. The wacky wheel chases me sometimes, and then sometimes it goes the other way, so I have to chase it. The wacky mechanism makes it unpredictable, you know what I mean? It almost has a mind of its own. I love my wacky wheel, you must believe me, and no matter where it goes or what it does, I'll follow it. The wacky wheel from Hasbro.
He is smart.
The Morning Stream. You didn't say the magic word.
All right, we're back. That makes me want to fly a big robot, Japanese style.
Doesn't it, though?
Yep. I like that stuff.
Yeah,
I like the older stuff. I don't like. I don't know. I'm kind of a split personality on anime and manga.
Sure.
Like some of it I just freaking love, and some of it I hate. I think it depends.
If it's got that.
Yeah, if it's got that, or it's got like a little dirty old man in it. There's always a little dirty old man in those.
Right. Right.
I hate that. And then the little mascot things everyone always has. It's like, come on, man. Why are we doing this? It's just a weird tropey thing. But then sometimes you're like, oh, man, that was really good what I just saw right then.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if what's good can be seen with Steven Schleicher in it. I don't see why not.
No. I think it, number one, it's tradition. Number two, it's
kind of have to do it, right?
We're legally obligated by the state of Utah.
That's what I'm saying. Here's your here's your theme. See right here.
Comics.
All the way from now. That sounds like the penguin to me. Yeah, that's pretty good. Sure. Steven Schleicher is here, everybody, from majorspoilers.com. It is not only a thing that he's done for a very long time, but is now a thing he does full time, baby.
Yeah, we are in July. We will hit year number 8.
That is crazy.
Yeah, wow. I was calculating it up the other day. I thought it was only 7, and it turns out to be 8 years.
You know what? So. That feels like yesterday that you said, hey, check out this new site I'm doing. Like,
yeah.
I remember getting an email from you, and I remember getting all excited about it, and I remember that feeling like it was like 2011, but no, it's much older than that. That's amazing. Congratulations, dude.
Thank you.
Pretty excited for you.
Yeah.
If you guys want to meet the incredible Steven Schleicher and talk to him about his crazy adventures in the world of the internet, why, he'll be at Nerdtacular 2014.
Cannot wait.
Coming up a month from now.
Gonna be awesome.
1 month.
You ready for it?
My lord. No. But
you
I will
have
be.
Don't to do anything.
No, I have some things. I got some stuff.
No, you got nothing to do. My show up and have fun.
I like how you say that in like the most comforting way you know how. Steven is here to talk about pop culture, about comics, about movies, about stuff. And I always look forward to this. It's been a couple of weeks. So
I know. The end of the school year is always so crazy.
Yeah.
And especially this year, it's just really crazy. So
I don't know how you do it, but you did come, man, bearing fruit today. Let's talk real quick about Ant-Man. We've talked about it a little bit on the show, but Ant-Man still has no director.
Yeah, you know, there were talks over the weekend that Adam McKay might be on board to direct the movie, but, less than 24 hours later, it's like 6 hours later, all the news sites were like, no, he decided he was too busy to do Ant-Man. And so there were two other people a couple of other sites, I think Latino Review, had said, well, here's two other directors, but we've not seen hide nor hair of those people show up anywhere in any of the other sites. Huh. So as of right now, Ant-Man, which is supposed to be in production already, it was supposed to start June 1st. It doesn't have a director.
You think Edgar Wright burned a bunch of bridges with him leaving the project?
I don't think he burned a lot of bridges. I think he's Edgar Wright does what Edgar Wright does. Will he direct another Marvel movie? No. But will he direct other movies for other studios, one of them possibly being Disney? Sure, of course.
Yeah.
I don't think he's really hurt himself in that way. What was the other movie? Was it Iron Man 2?
Yeah.
Remember, they had a female director on board for that, and she walked off just a couple of weeks before they were supposed to start shooting.
Yeah.
Is that why Favreau,
is that why he jumped back in last second?
I don't know. I don't remember what the whole story was with that. That was so long ago, man.
Yeah, that's been a while. That movie's kind of forgettable. But
you know,
yeah.
It's kind of scary because Marvel Studios says, no, this movie's still planning on releasing in 2015, a year from now, and they haven't even started shooting. So I don't know. I'm kind of nervous about this.
Yeah. I wonder what they're going to do. I just felt like the Edgar Wright connection was a strong one, and it felt right, to me.
Correct.
I also felt like his kind of independent spirit is at odds with Hollywood, the Hollywood norm. So I wasn't super shocked
by
the news.
And you guys have probably already talked about it, but that was one of the main reasons why he walked away is over the creative differences, because Marvel Creative got their hands on the script and came back with something that was not what he had been talking about since 2006. So, he would be upset about it and has every reason to walk off on it. But now that Iron Man and Thor and, you know, the fact that they've created this whole cinematic universe over at Marvel Studios shows that you just can't have a movie like Ant-Man that's standalone, that is not connected to any of the other movies, it's got to be that way.
Yeah,
and, you know, I can understand some frustration over that.
I think at some point, I've said this the other day and to much consternation to those around me, but I feel like at some point this swings the other way. So we're loving it right now, man. We're in the heyday of it. It's great. It's awesome. There's going to come a day, because this is the natural way of things, where we're going to get a little tired of the formula. And we're going to go, I'd like something new here, you know?
And there's a lot of people kind of already talking about that, where, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy looks to be kind of a big departure from what we've seen already in the other Marvel movies. It looks, from the trailers, to be more of a comedy than anything else. Mm-hmm. And that has some people nervous. And now that Ant-Man is going to be kind of forced back into that formula, I think some people may be a little bit upset about that as well. So... this could be, I'm not going to be that person that says this is the end of Marvel movies, but I think this may be one of those points where if things don't go right for Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man as they go into wave three, there could be problems on the horizon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and James Gunn's kind of a mixed bag, isn't he? Like he'll come in sometimes and go, whoa, Slither is rad. And then do something else and go, that was freaking terrible.
Yeah.
The Iron Man franchise though, has got quite a bit of comedy, quite a bit of, you know, tongue-in-cheek humor to it. I don't think this doesn't look like it's got more than that.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah,
it's hard to say.
Just from the trailers.
I mean, the trailers are really playing up the whole.
What a bunch of a-holes. You know, that. But that would, I think that would fit easily into an Iron Man 2 trailer. Or
You know, what worked about the Avengers was just the subtle humor that just came out of nowhere, hit you over the head, and then moved on, such as, you know, in Loki's. When they're talking about, you know, Loki is a god of Asgard. You need to respect him. And then Black Widow's like, but he murdered 80 people. And then there's like this pause. And then Thor's like, he's adopted.
Yeah.
And then you just move on. You know, it's that kind of stuff that's in there. You know, subtle. That really works. Yeah, you know, subtle humor works best, I think, in these situations.
I agree. It's going to be really interesting. When you have Chris Pratt as your lead, though, you're kind of asking for the assumption that things are going to get a little goofy, you know?
Right.
And
I'm okay with that.
I'm
okay with that.
I really like him. He right now is kind of the king of goof.
Wouldn't people be really disappointed if they made a Deadpool movie that wasn't on that kind of level?
If it wasn't full of chimichangas.
I think it would just have to be, you know, it goes with it should fit completely with the characters.
And having started to read some old Guardians books, it definitely did have, you know, there's a little humor injected in a lot of that stuff. They don't play it up too seriously. So I have really high hopes for it. My bigger thing is just that, at some point, are we going to get tired of them playing it safe with the formula? And I don't mean just these individual movies. I mean, the overall gist of it is kind of playing it safe. There's always a stinger. They're always connected. It's real good right now. But at some point, are we going to go, I could use a little twist or something a little darker, I don't know. I feel something looming, and it may not even come from me. I may not even feel that way when it comes around. But I just feel like there's going to be not a backlash, but kind of a general... Yeah, that's cool. I like what Marvel's doing, but you know, it's like Disney animation in the 90s. They could do no wrong. They were nailing it every time. But at some point you got to a point where you went, I really need something different here. I feel like I've seen this all before 100 million times. And then Pixar came along. Well, now Pixar's kind of in that boat too a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, we need something different from Pixar. We need to either go or go back to previous stuff like, you know, the Incredibles. And then bring back some of those glory days. That's just the way this stuff ebbs and flows.
Yes.
So I don't think it's crazy, but it'll be interesting to see if Marvel is so stalwart with this formula that they don't back off on it too late.
Well, the good thing is we've got until October to find out what happens with the Guardians of the Galaxy. Until then, Marvel Studios riding high with the success of Captain America: The Winter Soldier.
Yeah, did just fine, didn't it?
Still doing gangbusters at the box office.
Yeah, I can't believe it's still in theaters. That's crazy.
Yeah. I really want to go see that.
You haven't seen it yet?
I've seen it. I want to go see it again.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
I would totally see it again, like without question.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it that much. So good for them. That movie was rad. And if they keep making them as good as that, maybe the formula never matters if it doesn't change.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Josh Brolin has been cast, speaking of Marvel heroes and villains, has been cast as Thanos, the universe's ultimate butthole, at least from my perspective and a lot of books I read. Josh Brolin is, I think, dead perfect for that guy. Bring it on.
I think he could be. I mean, you know, for those people that are wondering, you know, this movie comes out in just a couple of months. Why are they casting him so late? You have to remember, Thanos is a completely CGI character.
Yeah.
So all you need him to do is come in and do his voiceover work, and you're done with it. And... you know, the next thing we'll see, we will see him in, will be in Age of Ultron. I think he also plays a role in that as well, because then that will kick off into another series of films.
So he's the assassin, what's her name's dad, in Guardians of the Galaxy. I can think of her name.
Gamora.
Right.
He's, as far as being a major nemesis, who's really the big, he's the big troublemaker for everybody, right?
The Avengers and the cosmic. Yeah.
He's the big bad.
So, so having him show up, I mean, he was the teaser at the end of Avengers, one of them.
Right.
The non-shawarma version.
Right.
And he.
No, he was in both of them.
Well, right. But meaning he was the one not played for comedic effect.
Oh, right.
He was the one played for, ooh, what's coming up next? And a lot of people are like, I don't even know who that guy is. And
yeah,
I was like, no, I know who that is. The problem is, will they change? This is what I hate. I like continuity. So will that be the face of Thanos? Will I be able to see that in the movie and go, okay, that's the same guy at the end of Avengers, or are they going to soup him up and have him look different or look like Brolin or, you know?
Well, you barely see anything at the end of Avengers, so they can. There's a lot they can do with that.
Yeah,
they
can probably
purple,
fudge that.
Wrinkly chin, you know, flat face. That's going to be it.
Look, right. If you're going to just describe my grandmother, go ahead. It's MPAA has banned the Sin City 2 poster. Why? What happened?
Have you seen this?
No.
This is the one that features Eva Green. And let's just say, if you want to follow that link that I sent you, hubba hubba. She's wearing a very sheer something over
goodness.
Her naked body.
Yeah.
And even though you can't see anything per se, it is very risque. And the MPAA no, you don't see anything specific, but there's some shadows that can imply a lot. They went ahead and banned it, saying, you know, granted it doesn't show any nudity, but I think the general consensus is, if this is going to hang up in a movie theater where people might be going to see the Lego movie, or people might be going to see a Disney movie or something like that, that's probably not what you want hanging up right next to the entrance to the theater.
Is this the, I'm trying to get my head around the act. Oh, okay. It is who I thought it was.
Yeah. It's, she was in, James Bond. She was, Vesper Lynn.
Yes. And she's the new, she's in that new HBO or no Showtime show. Is it? Anyway, the one.
Oh,
that's,
yeah, Penny Dreadful.
Penny Dreadful.
Yep. No, I haven't seen that yet.
She was in the command, not Commando.
She was
Camelot. She was in that.
Right. The Johnny Depp thing, The Dark Shadows.
I did not know she was so young. I thought she was older. That's really weird. She's 33 is all. That's revealing, that image there.
Yeah. I'm sure that it will become a fast collector's item, because those posters were printed. And now no one will be hanging them up.
Really because of the word dame. That's offensive to women.
Yeah, dames. They don't like that. Those dames. What am I saying? Those broads
really don't like that term.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna those broads. Those. We're gonna make a real request that you just reminded me of. It's got nothing to do with this. If anyone works at a movie theater and has access to that big Godzilla display that is like the words.
Yes.
I'm willing to pay for shipping. And all that. I want
interesting
that
you should
so
mention
bad.
That.
Why?
Interesting you should mention that. Zach, who does our Zach on Film, sits on Major Spoilers and Munchkin Land and all those other things. Munchkin Land on the Frog Pants Network.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
His fiance's brother works at a movie theater, and they have that still up in their lobby.
Oh.
I will talk and see if they've already got plans.
I have room for it. So if they can, somehow we work that out, I will be nice. I would be in their debt really is the word I'm trying to say. Finally, World War Z gets a sequel. World Z is how it's written here, but World War Z is the movie. It's the Brad Pitt business.
Yep, and supposedly he's going to return, according to Variety. So.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so that movie made enough money, I assume. It did okay.
You know, surprisingly, it had a $190 million budget, and worldwide it made $540 million. Mm. So just from those numbers alone, it's asking for a sequel.
I liked the movie. I don't know if I was alone or not, but I really enjoyed it. It was a nice departure from what I expected. I've read the book and love it. It was not what it felt like is not based on the book, but a story told in that universe is what it was. You know, the thing I really wanted out of that book, they never delivered, and I don't know if they ever will, but the interview documentary style of the book.
The first-person narrative.
Yeah, that would be really interesting in a movie, I think. But it's also risky, and I understand it's not, you know, a mainstream audience may not respond to that.
It would have to be delivered like a documentary then to be able to do that.
I agree. They need the real-time action and all of that stuff. to you know, movies like this don't exist as blockbusters. But what they ended up doing instead really pleasantly surprised me. I really liked it. So a sequel is exciting news to me. Now, there's a lot of people who didn't like it, and they probably don't care. But I think it's fine. Do we know anything about what it will be? Story?
We don't know anything yet. We do know that Stephen Knight has been hired to write the film. The last time that he's done some stuff, let's see, most recently, he did Redemption, which is a screenplay in 2013, Closed Circuit 2013, Locke 2013. Mm. And then he's done some TV series for Peaky Blinders.
I don't know what that is.
So everything else is either announced or filming or in post-production. So nothing that jumps out that I am aware of.
Director J.A.
Not True Detectives. He worked on the series The Detectives in 93 to 97. So.
Oh, okay. All right. J.A. Bayona, the director, tapped to direct this thing, has directed such hits as Penny Dreadful, we just talked about, The Orphanage, which is a scary freaking movie. And a bunch of Spanish, maybe Mexican films. I'm not sure. That's interesting. They didn't get the other guy back.
Yeah. And Max Brooks is nowhere to be seen on any of the news that related to this sequel.
So he's out of the picture probably.
Probably. He's probably said, hey, look, you guys didn't even follow my book.
Yeah. What do you guys do? I sold you the rights. Thanks for the money, but I got to go. Yeah. All right. Well, watch for that. Coming soon. The first movie had that. That girl in it, I think, is awesome. What's her name? Muriel Enos?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Muriel Enos.
I think she's great. I don't know how much. She's more fun to watch on screen than just about anybody working today. And she's not in near enough movies. So there you have it. A lot of that can be found and more over there at themajorspoilers.com. That's majorspoilers.com. Always a destination for me each day to see what's going on in the world of pop culture, comics, and more. Steven, you have so many projects. Any that you'd like to talk about right now?
Nothing right now. Just Nerdtacular's coming up. Everybody, I don't know if there's even tickets still available, but if you have not purchased tickets and they are still available, you better get there now because it's going to be a much different show than what we've had in the past. I think there's going to be a lot of great guests there, a lot of great panels, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Imagine last year, but now two more big tracks, very smart people doing really interesting things. We can't quite announce the name yet, or maybe we can. Yeah, we can. Howard Porter is coming. He's an artist at DC Comics, JLA, The Flash, some Garth Ennis stuff. Yep. Guy is awesome, and he's going to be part of this.
Pretty sure he was added into the schedule last week.
Yeah. So that's exciting. And many others. And I've got some other luminaries on tap that may, I got to confirm a couple of things, but it's looking like that's all coming through. So just more of what you liked last year, and then a bunch of things that are new that are rad, and it's going to be awesome. So totally excited. And it'll be good to see you, Steven.
Yeah, always. Always a pleasure to see everybody there.
Good man. It's majorspoilers.com, Major Spoilers on Twitter. Steven, thanks, man. We'll see you later.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye. Steven.
Bye. I like Steven.
Yes.
I can hear in his voice.
What's that?
I hear a guy that is less stressed.
Yeah, definitely.
He had a lot of weight on his shoulders at that university gig, and now that he's full-time doing what he loves, I can hear it. I can hear it.
Good for him.
Emails. We're going to do emails, and they're brought to you by...
Brought to you by a big mouthful of the Denver.
The Denver. Hey, Shoop and Boop, says Christine.
Uh-huh.
She's all bloody and standing there in her dress, shunned at the prom.
You're thinking of Carrie. Oh, Carrie. Christine was the car.
Yeah, Christine's the car. Sorry. Oops, a car and a prom dress. That makes sense. Right, I'd share a little anecdote of how much TMS has become a part of my everyday life. I am a writer, and today I was introducing a new character into the story I'm currently working on. All was going well as I started a brief description of him from the main character's point of view, quote, a tall black man, and then suddenly I realized I have automatically gone on to write very smooth and convincing. That's amazing.
Nice.
Needless to say, I crossed it out even though the description does kind of fit and had myself like having a good laugh. Thanks for inserting yourselves into my brain so much to the extent it makes my days brighter. Hug a hobo, Christine. If you're new to the show... I'm going to play that clip so they know what it's from.
And smoother.
Nope, not that one.
This just in.
Yeah.
For Nerdtacular 2014, coincidentally, there are 14 tickets left.
Oh, my gosh. That's it?
Yes.
Beep, 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 beep.
Get them while they are hot.
That's an insanely low number of tickets. So get them now, man. If you've been on the fence, if you're local, you're a Utahn, You want to come up there? This is your chance too, man. Screw that fantasy con thing that's happening. This is where the money's at. Not mm-hmm. really. Actually, that thing looks fun too, but you can do both if you're a local. Yeah. All right, hold on.
Tomatoes were like black.
Nope, that's not the one.
Even those with nerves of steel will find themselves shrieking when they see Black Sunday.
That's not either. That has black in it.
Right.
Let's see.
You know, I can eat a black witch for hours.
I can't find maybe it.
Under the word convincing?
A convincing. Smooth? It's a convincing. What was it from?
It was Riker describing Luton, I think. Very smooth and convincing. A black man.
Very smooth and convincing. Maybe I need to look up Riker. All right. Riker.
I may be surrounded.
Nope.
No, thank you.
Nope.
I ain't.
Nope.
You may be.
Nope.
I'm not.
Nope.
You better.
Nope. I can't find it.
Oh,
that's frustrating. I'll find it eventually.
All right.
Anyway, it's a great
smooth
line.
Smooth. Do search for the word smooth.
All right, smooth. One time, smooth. Yeah, you get this lady.
And smoother.
That's it.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. That makes me think I've done something terrible and lost the file.
Yes. What have you done?
Oh, shoot. That was aw shoot, by the way. All right. Next email up is from Gib or Jib. How would you say it?
That's a good question.
Because Gif, Jif, you know, that whole argument.
Yeah. I would say Gib.
All right, Gib. We're going with Gib. Hello there, Gorita and Chalupa.
Gordita.
Gordita, sorry.
Come on.
What did I say?
Gorita? Taco Bell in an Office Depot parking lot.
Oh, yeah, duh. Because this is a Taco Bell related thing. Here's a link to an Onion article about the Taco Bell employee manual. In particular, I like the following statements. Quote, in addition, the handbook urges workers to take their breaks outdoors in fresh air at least 100 feet away from any Doritos or Doritos Locos Taco. And, quote, it is also recommended that any clothing soiled with zesty pepper jack sauce be disposed of as soon as possible in the industrial furnaces provided at each franchise location for this purpose. This is all fake, right? There's no, this
it's,
doesn't
yeah, exist. It's the Onion article. I mean, right there in the...
The problem with the Onion is now they post actual stuff once in a while.
Oh, no. Do they really?
They have a section for that.
Oh, you can't do that.
Hold on.
You can't be a parody site that starts posting real stuff.
The Onion. Well, I got to make sure I'm telling you right. I want to say that that was a big deal. Yeah, like if you go to sports...
I think the Onion's article about we're going to start posting new real news articles was actually another Onion hoax.
That may have been, dude. Like, girls dating star recruit thrilled to learn Auburn Athletic Department is hiring. I don't get what that means. Recovering Prince Fielder sick of pounds and pounds of hospital food. Yeah, these are fake. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why. I was under the impression, I thought there was a big controversy, but maybe it was somebody fell for a joke. That may have been what happened there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's in this case, yeah. Gib didn't realize that the Onion is all parody all the time.
All the time. Well, Gib says this. I have no clue as to the validity of these articles' accuracy. Well, we do. It's fake. Also, I know Brian shaves his head, but I think maybe he could have lost it due to a burrito assembly area problem.
It certainly could have been.
Yeah, because you worked there. But that I was did. Back when it was food, when you worked
that
there.
That was back when it was real food. Yeah, we got bags of actual lettuce. We got bags of... you know, raw meat that we would cook there on site. We didn't get pre-cooked meat. Or
it was actual beef, right? It was beef.
That's right. We had bins of pinto beans, uncooked pinto beans that we'd cook in a pressure cooker there on site. That was real cooking going on at a Taco Bell.
It's impressive stuff. Mark S. wrote in, says, oh my gosh, you have confirmed that I am not the only person who thinks the Trivago spokesman is slightly disturbing. Something about his West Coast dialect or his shirt with one too many open buttons. Thank you, Mark S.
Totally true.
Yeah. You're not the only one, dude. Turns out
there's
a whole nation grieving with you. I wanted to make a note about a thing that is not so related to the show, but I think worth mentioning here. And that is that on this weekend's The Instance episode for the World of Warcraft coverage.
Sure.
We co-launched with our good friends at Doghouse Systems their brand new Blizzard licensed Blizzard special edition cases.
Nice.
These feature... printed artwork on the side of the case, on the panel of the side of the case, from Blizzard artists, mind you. One of them is an orc hunter sending his pet to do battle.
Oh,
and
the other
one is Alliance. What am I trying to say? An Alliance. The tree people, druid, and showing her in her regular form and then her druid form or cat form. And they're amazing.
These are
beautiful, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Now, You notice anything familiar there on the Horde side there?
Horde side.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that. Oh my gosh, is that GURP and Henry?
That is GURP and Henry.
Dude.
They used it. Blizzard requested that they use my character as a basis for that side panel. So GURP and Henry in literally the gear he wore when I took screenshots to help them out as far as reference points.
Oh, dude.
And Henry looks absolutely badass. It is awesome. And while I am Horde-centric generally in my life, I have to admit, that Alliance one is pretty hot, too.
Mm-hmm.
Both are available now.
The colors
now.
Are beautiful. Like, so thematic and emotive, just the colors that they use.
Yeah. Use the code Henry at checkout if you get one, because that will let them know that we referred you. But I want people to get these and check them out. It's awesome. All you got to do is go to doghousesystems.com/blizzard, and you can check them out today. They're rad. If you've been on the fence about a hot new rig with great service, incredible support, best components, amazing stuff, and a big fat piece of actual Blizzard artwork on the side, approved and licensed by them, then now's your big fat chance. Go check it out. DoghouseSystems.com/Blizzard. All right. That is it. We are done. We have completed our fiduciary agreement with the listener.
Mm-hmm.
We are out of here. Patreon.com/TMS is where you can support us. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. We encourage your feedback and your questions and your thoughts. The shorter the thing you send is, the more likely it will be on the show. I will say that. I read them all. I don't necessarily reply to them all. At MorningStream, at Scott Johnson, and at Coverville on Twitter. That's going to do it. Brian, how about we do music for them before we
go? One last one, you think? Like,
yeah,
to
one
go
more.
Out on? Like,
one more.
All right.
Like, this is the last show on Earth. Let's do it.
All right. Hi, Shelley and Byron, authors. My fiance Griff and I are both longtime Frog Pants listeners of a wide variety of shows, and I can't tell you how much your shows have meant to me personally. Oh. From The Instance to ELR and FilmSack, The Morning Stream has quickly become my go-to show. I started with episode 1 and has been the perfect companion when driving from school in Minneapolis back home to Crystal Lake, Illinois. Mm. Watch out for the camp there. Yeah. On May 31st, Griff and I will be getting married after having known each other for over 10 years. We've known each other since 6th grade. Talk about weird. On the 2nd, we're going to fly to Florida for hopefully the most relaxing 9 days ever. If you could possibly play Maroon 5's cover of The Way You Look Tonight for us to hear on our plane ride down, I would be forever grateful. Thank you both for years of great shows and companionship on the road. Signed, Catherine.
Hmm.
Well, of course. Sure. And congratulations, you two kids.
Aw.
You kooks.
They're adorable.
They are. Wow. Knowing each other since 6th grade. That is kooky. And this has recent significance for me because it was one of the last things you hear in Deep Space Nine in the big finale is Vic the holodeck lounge singer.
Oh, right.
Singing The Way You Look Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
As you see, it is the goofiest thing. As you see O'Brien thinking about all the great times. And then you see Odo and Kira thinking about all the great times they had.
It was a little sap
a little
filled, that
the,
last
a little
one.
Over the top.
Sure. Yeah. It was no all good things. I can say that about it. It was fine. No. It was an okay, satisfying thing, but it was not the
Vic
end
Fontaine,
of
yes. Thank you. Ironic name. Yeah. Anyway, so this was originally done by Fred Astaire. The song was originally performed by him, but everyone really associates it, and rightly so, with Tony Bennett, who probably does one of the best versions of it ever. Another good version right here, Maroon 5. They released this as a single in 2009. It's Adam Levine and the Boys. The Way You Look Tonight.
Garrett Weinzerl said on Twitter, before everyone yells at you for pronunciation of Medeva, there's no at the end. It's just Medev.
Medev.
I always forget that. I don't care. Damn it. They should change it. It's a horrible name. Chris Metzen made a mistake. All right.
So everybody yell at Garrett Weinzerl on Twitter. His Twitter address is...
Garrett Art is where you can find him on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And
so go yell at him.
And it's pronounced Weinzerl. Say it that way, everyone.
Squeer-ein-zerl.
There. All right, let's play this music. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Thank you guys for being here. See you then.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold,
I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, it touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Oh, lovely, never ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
From hell's heart, I stab at thee.